The push for comprehensive immigration reform stalled in the House of Representatives as House Speaker John Boehner refused to take up the bipartisan Senate bill to legislate a legal path to citizenship. Meanwhile, the Obama administration continues to deport 400,000 immigrants annually and audits the records of 2,000 businesses a year, searching for a paper trail leading to undocumented workers. Among the nearly 1 million guest workers in the U.S. with temporary visas, some continue to find themselves in working conditions comparable to modern-day slavery. Yet Congress, obsessed with border security, largely ignores the consequences of free trade deals that drive millions of migrants to flee their native countries. According to the news magazine In These Times, cross-border migration globally has increased by 78 million people over the last 20 years, enough to populate 20 cities the size of Los Angeles. The number of native Mexicans immigrating to the U.S. has nearly tripled since the North American Free Trade Agreement came into force in 1994. Global justice activists are now promoting a right to stay home campaign, envisioning migration as voluntary rather than required to survive in the global economy. Amid the brutal civil wars, popular uprisings, and regime change across the Middle East, youthful tech startups and the rise of social media are creating new economic opportunities. With the aid of Western venture capital and other investors, the Arab world is now the hottest market for growth in e-commerce, spiking over 70% since the beginning of 2011, according to the Christian Science Monitor. The Middle East tech boom occurred as the number of Facebook users tripled between 2010 and 2012, driven by Arab Spring uprisings and widespread discontent with authoritarian regimes. However, even with the growth of online engagement, half the people in the Middle East and North Africa don't have access to the Internet. Christopher Schroeder, author of Startup Rising, says the youthful tech boom is another result of the Arab Spring that began in Tunisia and spread across the region, fueled by the lack of job prospects for millions of young Arabs. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is on the short list of candidates for the 2016 Republican nomination for president, leveraging his reputation as a bipartisan dealmaker who can attract votes from women, independents, and communities of color. Yet on the matter of the environment and climate, Christie is no moderate. As New Jersey's governor, he's pushed to slash environmental programs, weaken clean water regulations, and left the state's coast vulnerable to the ravages of a future superstorm Sandy. During his first term, Christie pulled New Jersey out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative and cut the state's commitment to renewable energy. In talking with reporters, Christie often dismisses climate change as esoteric theories and a distraction. Jeff Tittle, director of the New Jersey chapter of the Sierra Club, told the online Grist environmental magazine, Christie, on a lot of environmental issues, will step right in line with the Tea Party and the Koch brothers. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.